Not very nice.
We usually went out off Hartlepool, past the bellboy, didn't we? Out there, a mile or two out sometimes. And he used to put pots down sometimes as well. So my dad worked at Richardson's Westgarth, and he'd go before work sometimes, take the lobster pots and put them out near Hartlepool, didn't he? And we'd get lobsters, we'd get crabs.
They would try to make as much money to pay the dock dues, because dock dues at the time were by the foot, and they were quite expensive. So they had to try potting on a limited basis for crabs and lobsters. And then they also bought nets and a licence and went for Dover soles, which not many people realise. And they used to pay for the dock dues, Dover soles, which of course you don't catch
Dover soles.
They'd
sell them to the local fishmonger, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And we were always fishing out there, but we used to get lots and lots of cod, 20, 30 cod at a time, going out fishing. Cod that would be 2 foot long, some of them. Don't get any size like that now.
No.
And then coming back into harbour, Dad would sit on the back of the boat. I'd be steering it in. And he'd say, right, you steer. And he would get his gutting knife out and he'd gut the fish, throwing the guts over the back of the boat. And of course, you'd be followed by hordes of seagulls just picking up all the entrails and everything from the fish as you came in. So it was amazing to see from people on the side watching the boat coming in with these flocks of seagulls diving into the water to get the bits of fish as you were gutting them. So by the time you got in, they were all gutted, cleaned out in the water and ready to take home. And so we quite often had fish for tea, didn't we?
Yes, I still hate fish to this day.